Doug Heath was only 3 years old when his father got the caretaker position on Dark Island. It's a small island on the St. Lawrence River, about halfway between Alexandria Bay and Ogdensburg, and it's home to a huge castle, built by Singer sewing machine magnate Frederick Bourne. Doug's father was responsible for everything it took to maintain the island, from yard work to painting. The owners were away for most of the year, but in order for the island to be ready for their visit, Doug's father was there all the time. Doug says that the work was nonstop.
24/7, you were there. You were part of the island when you had the caretaker's job. You did it all back then. It wasn't like you called in a specialist for every job. My father would refinish boats if needed to be done, and my father was meticulous about it.
Heath took great pride in the island's appearance. One year, when there was little money in the budget for upkeep, Doug says his father put in extra work to make sure the garden still had flowers.
He took it upon himself, collected all the seeds from the plants and dried them and that, and then he germinated them in the spring and planted them.
Doug says that his father loved having free reign of Dark Island. Heath was able to call the shots without anyone to micromanage. This independence also meant that Heath was responsible for handling any emergencies by himself, a task that could be challenging given the island's location.
Well, it sits out in the middle of the channel, basically, that island, and it's 3 miles from shore. So if a storm came up or if you were broke down, you had to know what to do. He was real handy. He'd fix things that when you figured they were all done, you know.
With the island so far from shore, it was designed to function independently.
It was a self-contained island. It had its own charging system for batteries and such. They had 24 submarine batteries hooked up together to power the island.
The batteries powered necessities like radiators and a pump for water.
And they had a generator system to charge the batteries. So every week you would have to charge the batteries, which would give you power.
Heath's constant work did come with perks. As the caretaker, he lived in the castle itself, and his children often stayed with him, assisting with lawn care and enjoying all the island had to offer.
We actually worked along with him. There's 13 rooms in there that's help's quarters. The owners weren't on the island very often. They would come in the summer for a few weeks to a month, and then it was basically our place to stay, you know.
Doug was on Dark Island with his father any time he wasn't at school on the mainland. During summers, he spent his time swimming or fishing off the dock of the yacht house while his father worked on the boats. Doug says his father was a gifted boat repairman. In the summer, they traveled across the St. Lawrence River by boat. But when the ice froze in the winter, Doug's father had a different solution.
My father built his own ice boat and had it there. That was his transportation in the wintertime if you had to go for groceries or whatever. It was basically out of plywood. He must have built the pattern himself, too, because it wasn't big. It was a smaller one. He put a smaller airplane engine on it.
Doug learned a lot about boats from his father. He says he drove boats way before he drove cars. His father's work ethic also left a big impression on him.
I got my first boat when I was 12. Started working at a young age. I got done there and I went to work. Kind of caretaker work up the river. I'd go there 40 hours a week and lawns and clean and trim and...
Doug went on to work for the state of New York for over 30 years, serving as a facilities maintenance manager at Fort Drum. His father stopped caretaking for Dark Island after a decade when it came under new ownership. He got a job working at Thumper Beach on Manhattan Island, but soon retired due to health issues. He passed away at the age of 67. For North Country Public Radio's North Country at Work, I'm Anna Williams-Bergen.